part being made is actually aluminum. There are different varieties of metals we can use in these lathes.
That's Laurel Santos, who teaches machining at TMCC. He's demonstrating a type of technology commonly used in factories. It's a CNC machine, which stands for Computer Numerical Control, and it uses computer commands to make customized components, like the thumb-sized aluminum part Santos has just made for a circuit board class project. In this workshop, his students are getting hands-on experience operating equipment that's used by all types of manufacturers.
Everything around you starts with machining. Everything, if you go to Walmart Supercenter, everything in there started with machining.
According to Santos, his students are using equipment that's likely similar to what would be running at Tesla's Gigafactory, which will employ about 6,500 people. Half of these jobs are required to go to Nevadans. TMCC plans to coordinate with the Nevada System of Higher Education to develop more programs to prepare students for the new Tesla jobs. In the meantime, Santos says most of his students are already landing other manufacturing jobs.
There is that light at the end of the tunnel, so there is a possibility that they can get a job that can sustain them in an industry that's growing in this area.
Getting hired is exactly what student David Courtner is hoping for. After spending the last decade in prison, he's trying to turn his life around by learning these new skills.
I came out, and after being in there for so long, you really lose touch with society and what's going on in technology today. And so this is just a great start for me.
Courtner hopes the job outlook for him is positive. Currently, the state has an unemployment rate of 7.7%, one of the highest in the nation. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.